For a decade and a half, people have been pouring through the gates of Buffalo's downtown ballpark on Labor Day weekend. They come hungry for wings and leave happily satisfied. It's been a long and successful ride for the National Buffalo Wing Festival, and it all began with a movie.
99 kinds of wings, 128 different dipping sauces. You love math. Crunch the numbers on that and tell me the possibilities aren't infinite. Look, look, here you are. Miss Chicken Wing Festival.
2001's Osmosis Jones is a half live-action, half-animated movie that features comedian Bill Murray as a junk food-eating zookeeper determined to go to the Buffalo Wing Festival. But here's the thing. The festival didn't actually exist.
Ironically enough, we didn't have a Buffalo Wing Festival. So Don Esmond for the Buffalo News wrote an article, why don't we do one? And I decided to put it together. And just, I was a food promoter, but I never ran festivals or events and just figured it out as I went along.
Drew Serza recalls that time long before he was known as Buffalo's Wing King and the festival's founder. Esmond's article came out the same August day that Osmosis Jones made its U.S. debut. And less than 1 year later, he'd write another article announcing the inaugural National Buffalo Wing Festival. So now let's recap. Over 900,000 visitors, more than $325,000 raised for local charity, and 4.6 million wings consumed. And while the Wing Fest has been an ever-growing hit, there's one achievement Serza is still dreaming of, that the festival's muse, Mr. Bill Murray himself, will make an appearance. In 15 years, it hasn't happened, but that's not for lack of trying.
We tried it. You can't reach out. You can try to reach out to Bill Murray, but you just can't get to him. But Don Esmond went to a baseball game in Charleston, South Carolina this past year, was in the gift shop, and Bill Murray was there because he owns a team. I got a chance to talk to him about the Wing Fest and personally invited him.
That invitation was extended about 2 months ago, but whether or not it works is up in the air.
I'm not hoping he shows up. I'm praying every night before I go to bed that he shows up. It is my goal. If Pete comes, I can throw down the mic and walk off the stage.
Let somebody else take over. You've hit your peak.
Done.
So maybe this year will be the year. But until we find out, Buffalo is waiting on you, Bill Murray. In the wing capital of the world, Avery Schneider, WBFO News.